What is baptism?
Baptism is a sacrament which cleanses us from original sin, makes us Christians, children of God and of the Church, and heirs of heaven.
Are actual sins remitted by baptism?
Baptism remits actual sins and all the punishment due to them, provided we sincerely regret them.
Is baptism necessary for salvation?
Yes, baptism is necessary for salvation.
Who can administer baptism?
The priest is the ordinary minister of baptism, but in case of necessity, anyone who has the use of reason can and must baptize.
How is baptism given?
Baptism is given by pouring natural water over the head of the person to be baptized, saying at the same time, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost."
How many kinds of baptism are there?
There are three kinds of baptism: baptism of water, baptism of desire, and baptism of blood.
When baptism of water cannot be received, may baptism of desire compensate for it?
Yes, when baptism of water cannot be received, the desire of receiving it as soon as possible, with sincere regret for one's sins and the resolution to observe the law of God, may compensate for it.
What is baptism of blood?
Baptism of blood is martyrdom suffered for one's faith in Jesus Christ, or for some Christian virtue, with sincere sorrow for one's sins.
Do baptism of desire and baptism of blood produce the same effects as baptism of water?
Baptism of desire and baptism of blood render us worthy of entering heaven, but do not imprint a character on the soul.
What have we renounced by baptism?
By baptism, we have forever renounced the devil, his works and his pomps, that is, the world and every kind of sin and false maxim.
Why is the name of a saint given to the one who receives baptism?
The name of a saint is given to the one who receives baptism so that he may imitate the saint's virtues and have him as a protector.
Why are a godfather and godmother given to the one who is baptized?
A godfather and godmother are given to the one who is baptized so that they may promise, in his name, what he himself would promise if he had the use of reason.
What are the obligations of the godfather and godmother?
The obligations of the godfather and godmother are: 1. To instruct the child in his religious duties, if the parents neglect to do so or if they die. 2. To see, if necessary, that the child fulfills the promises made at baptism.